want to put a little piece in here. And yeah, you laugh as if I can't make a little piece. Eh? Anyhow, it's a little piece that I think God wants to drop right in at this point. And then it will help set off the rest of you who are sitting down there on the Word of God and who have something to say and something to do. There is a man who I think at this time he lives in Kansas City. And I don't know if any of you know him or know his name. His name is Paul Kane. Do you know him? Okay. And this man was prophesied over 25 years ago, and he used to do great miracles, and he's an anointed prophet of the Lord. And he just disappeared. The Spirit of God just took him out of circulation. All the big meetings and the crowds that used to come just to hear him prophesy, because it was so direct and so powerful, he just disappeared. And he went into some hill country. And he stayed there for 25 years. And God told him that the second anointing would come for the church at the end time, and it would come before his mother died. At that time, his mother was over 90. His mother is now 100 and something years of age. And she's not yet dead. But the other day I heard that she was getting very weak. And I do believe that there are people here in this church at this time who are here specifically for this time. I read a scripture for you before I tell you what I have to say. Turn to Esther.
Amen. Esther. Right.
Esther chapter 4. You know, Esther is a thing that is always hard for me to find. But I just start telling myself, it's out of Chronicles, and you come to Ezra and Nehemiah, come right out, you find Esther. So you never forget it again. First and Second Chronicles, and you come right out, you find Esther.
What chapter?
It's 4. And in verse 13 to verse 14. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the other Jews. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? I do know for sure that God has appointed this time, this end of the world time, and appointed special people for a special job. What kills me is that Christians don't seem to know. They just seem to believe it's business as usual. They go about building churches, doing this, doing the other, not seeming to know that we only have 6 years for the end of the age according to the wretched calendar which we have. I say wretched because it's wrong. Amen.
And that Christians should know that there's no more time for anything else but for God.
Amen.
When my sons were to come here from Jamaica, the government there in Jamaica made a law that nobody could leave the island with more than $50. So they sold their places and they had the money and it could not come out of Jamaica. And they came here with their two long hands with their wives and children. And God arranged for us to be able, all of us packed up in one house, and God arranged for us to be able to start a little business, to start repairing houses. Soon we were able to buy another house from the FHA, then we repaired it, then we sold it, and we bought another one, and so on. So a little business started in the family, five of us, three boys and me and I. See us working and she painting and so on. And I kind of love to work. I love to do carpentry and love to build, and I just couldn't keep my fingers out of building. I've been always building in the country, in Jamaica. I've been building, I built churches, and then I come here and I still have to build at least one house every year. It was, well, now time doesn't help me. If I tell you last year, it could mean 3 years' time. I don't remember. Time doesn't work very well with me. But it looked to me like it was just, say, 1987 or somewhere there. One morning, I got up at 6 o'clock, and as I came awake, the Lord just came right to me and said, "You must stop working on carpentry and building." He says, "It's now too late. You have to drop everything and run for the kingdom." And it was as clear as you sitting there and you come and talk to me. And I know God talks to me this way. There's no way that it could be possible that it's not God. Hallelujah. Mm. Amen. I dropped it so fast. I think I dropped it too fast. To be exact with you, it's not 1987 at all. It's last year. I remember now, because I had a contract to build a very large house for a man in New York. And he was moving down to Florida, and we just finished the house. So it couldn't have been 1987. It was just the other day. And I dropped the thing. I had the contract signed up on everything already, and I called my son from Jamaica and tell him to come and build this house for me, because I'm not doing anything more. I dropped the contract, dropped everything in his lap, and just quit, totally quit, so that I didn't even know what was going on. I am saying this to show you a certain urgency. When I was just saved, that's way back in the 40s, God came to me and he said, "I am going to send you to the United States with a message to the people of the United States just before the destruction of the United States." And I said, "Yes, Lord." And 20 years or more than 20 years after that, I had kind of decided, well, it's not for now. So I started to build a little farm. And at the time, we had a high school in Montego Bay. And I was a principal. And the Lord came to me one morning and he said, "You remember what I told you about the United States?" And my heart went,
Yes, Lord. You know what he said? He said, go now. He didn't say, well, I'm about to send. He said, go now. And you know the whole story. I've told you so many times. I dropped everything and we rushed off to the United States. We had $12. Last night, with due respect to my dear brother, Brother Jerry said, if God told him to do something, then God will provide the money. But to me, the word of God is the money.
Yes.
Amen.
We were crazy for that. I mean, we weren't really rational. And I don't think a person who's following God very well is too rational.
Amen.
If you stop to reason, if you stop to argue, you will just destroy every message God gives you.
Amen. That's right.
When God told me to go, I go.
Amen.
I don't care if I'm half a foot. I'm going. And so we went. And we came into Miami with $12. The worst part of it, we didn't know where we were going. We had never seen Miami before. We don't know anybody there. And we are standing in Miami airport with $12 ready to go on a missionary journey. And you know what was my philosophy? All right, we will prove if it was God or if it was my own mind. Because, I said to my poor wife, and she's not a lamb to the slaughter. She just said, well, I'm telling you, brethren, you know, I don't know if people pray for wives, but I couldn't have even prayed for what I got. The sister was so mean. Shut your face. Everybody says she's a fool. Because if I say the Lord says so and so, she said, let's go. We have 3 children, and we used to have them in the car. And when you talk about car, it's nothing big like what you have here, some little things like this. And they would be humped up in the back, and we were carrying all of our worldly goods, and we're preaching through the whole heaven. And let me tell you, God is blessing it. People are just falling down before God. We're preaching, we're not belonging to any organization or any special thing. We just preach and leave the churches, and they some of them are still going.
Praise the Lord.
Oh yes, the headquarters church of the Church of God in Walden Park Road, Kingston, Jamaica. That's where we started blowing Kingston apart. And God just, every night, people just came right in. We said, Lord God, we want 18 souls tonight. We go in and we start singing, and there's nobody there. And all of a sudden, 18 people just come and fall at the altar. And that's it for the night. We've got our quota. Amen. But I believe we need that kind of a simplicity.
Hallelujah.
To serve God.
Yes.
We don't need to have any big plans or organize or anything, because God has the organization already.
Hallelujah.
We are in the body of Christ. We only have to do what the head says do, for he's got it all figured out.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be to God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
And God said that the United States was going to be destroyed. What? God, I don't want these people's blood on my hands. And the two of us were like people that were possessed. Believe you me, we jump in a little car and we say we are heading for Maine. And from Maine we are going to take Canada, and we are going through Michigan, and we are going down to Ohio, and we are going through Texas, and we are heading straight for Colorado, and we're heading for California, and this little car. And God bless it. The thing ran. I never seen anything run like that. Man, we bought it for $400.
Hallelujah.
And we began to preach the word, and we came to California, and we stayed out here for 1 year and 10 months. 2 years and 10 months. We don't live anywhere, you know. 2 years and 10 months we are preaching every day, every night, until we got back there. One Christmas we landed in the dear brother's house. We arranged a meeting for the Christmas. Don't know it's Christmas. Amen. Amen. And when we went in, the little boy looked at us and he said, "Brother Dussel, you are gay." He's a big man now, a young man. It's such a joy to see him. Every time we see him, he said, "You again?" He said, "You again?" He said, "Brother says, don't you have a home to go to?" And the poor boy, he was genuine. He was just genuine. "Don't you have a home to go to?" And when we explained to the brother that we didn't even realize it was Christmas, and he realized it was God, he just started weeping. I said, "Oh God," he said, "we are worldly. We. So, praise God. Anyhow, I'm saying all this to say that we went off with this message because we thought that the United States would be destroyed in 2 years. Yeah. Now, where we got that from, I don't know. God never said so, but we felt that in our spirit. And it was possible that that was the plan. But we began to pray and we said, "Lord God, give us another year." He said, we haven't even touched the United States yet. Brother Johnson, remember, because when we came here first, we met him and the brethren in San Francisco, and we had things going down in Los Angeles. Down there, we had about 15 groups going. The whole Los Angeles basin, the whole area there, Anaheim, all over the place. And God was moving even up into the Mojave Desert and all over, Palm Springs, Indio, all over. See, and the Lord blessed it that the group in San Fernando Valley had about 700 people. Yes, by the time we left there, 700 people. And we had no place. There was no place in San Fernando Valley big enough to have the Sunday meeting. And we had to rent the women's club in San Fernando Valley. That was the biggest hall they had at the time. And we rented that, and people were standing all around there. And the choke of God was moving. We went back to Miami, and we found out that God didn't destroy the place. And we praised God.
Yes.
And we kept going for years and years and years. Just kept going. We didn't live anywhere. We didn't buy a house. We didn't have anything. Then we went from car to trailer, and then we went from trailer we didn't have a motor home. We always had a trailer, but we had a big trailer and a little trailer and so on. Some of you know us in trailers. Well, praise God, I'm saying all that just to give you an idea of what's happening. And then God did not destroy the United States. And we kept on praying and kept on praying. When May took sick, you know, she was sick with cancer, and you know, given over for dead. We prayed and God healed her one day just like this. Yeah. And the doctors were shocked. We came back to the United States and said, "We better buy a house." And so God provided a house. It was not like a buy, it was like a provision. Amen. Because, you know, we had $400, we give it to this realtor, and we come back and we gave him a $500 more, and we went around again and we came back and gave him $500 until we had $1,500 or $2,000 with him, and he put us in the house. Amen. But praise be to God, we found out that God was still sparing the United States, still sparing us. Okay. This man came here, let's see now, this is March, sometime in between January and February. Brother Ken came into Kansas City, and this is the message he gave. He said that God told him that in June of this year, something great and terrible is going to happen.
And he said, thus said the Lord, 200 days from that day. We counted the 200 days into the time we call Yom Kippur. That's in September. He said, 200 days, a great catastrophe will hit the world. He said the world. Now, I don't know what it is. What I do know is that we were in Africa last month, right? And while I was in Brother Efion's house in Lagos, I had a vision. And the vision lasted all night. I don't know if you ever had a haunting vision. I just keep repeating, keep repeating, keep repeating, keep repeating. So you'll never forget. And the Bible said, the Word of God says, any vision that repeats itself, it will surely come to pass. So can you get me a drink? See, it said, the Word of God says, any vision or dream that repeats itself, well, I think it says three times, will surely come to pass. Well, I'm just laying it out before you because you are going to have to ask God what's all about. I was standing like in downtown area of a city, and there were the billboards, the lighted billboards all around, and each billboard was displaying its own thing. But there was one billboard here that attracted me and I couldn't take my eye off it. It was like a movie screen. I could see the world and the world was rolling around and it was coming. And when it came into focus, it had little fires all over it. It was dark, but there were fires all over it. Little fires. And it kept turning around, and then there was a big fire that jumped up from the left hand side like this. And as that big fire came up, one great like explosion just engulfed the whole earth with flames. The whole world was engulfed with flames right up to the North Pole. Thank you. And that kept repeating, repeating, repeating. What I understand it to mean is that the little fires that I saw are the little wars that are all over the world. And that there's a big war that is going to come, but it will be still a local war. And that war is going to ignite the whole earth. And it will burst in flames. The whole world is going to be involved in a world war. When God told me that America was going to be destroyed, over the years I began to ask him, tell me more, God. Tell me more, God. And the thing became an obsession. God began to show me, and I had to beg him to stop it. I couldn't take it, what I was seeing. I was seeing the cities destroyed. I was seeing bodies of people being thrown, in all directions. I was seeing explosions, whole cities would explode. God would be coming and giving me the one message. Tell the people, get out of the cities. The cities will be a death trap. Tell the people, get out of the city. And this became such an obsession that people begin to look at me, and the moment I started to preach and talk about the destruction, there he goes again. But whether you are tired of it or whether you are not tired of it, we are closer now than when before.
Yeah.
And I have seen prophets of God begin to say the same thing. I started saying this when it was very unpopular. And then the government started saying it. And they started so that they had a film about the day after.
you know, and things like that. All that came long after I started saying these things. And if you think it is fun, or you think that somebody is getting crazy, then you are crazy. And I tell you why. In my spirit, I am feeling that God is saying it is time that the Christians should get out of the holy place and get into the shelter under the shadow of God's wing.
Amen.
That we who can hear this and who can believe it are alive for the very purpose of saving souls.
That's right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. For it's going to take those who trust God and those who believe God and those who know, you know, the wise to save the others and to pluck them from the fire, because it's going to be fire.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I don't understand what's going on with garbage and whatnot. But what I do know is that when Reagan came on the scene, that it was ordained of God, because we asked him to hold back the time, he brought in a man, because everything was deteriorating to a point where there wouldn't even be a fight. And when he built up, and do you know what frightened the Russians? The SDI. Oh yes.
Yeah. Amen.
The SDI. They begin to laugh at it. They begin to say it's impossible. They begin to say it can't be done. But they well knew that if the American people, scientists, put their mind to it, it would be done.
Star Wars.
The Star Wars shooting from upstairs. See, and God made that scare to just hold back things a little. But they are overcoming that scare, because they are preparing to shoot down the thing that is will be there to shoot them down. You see. And the only way that any nation on this earth will have even a chance to conquer America or even to start a war, the only way is only one way, and that is if they can get in amongst us.
That's right. That's right.
Amen. The nation is being destroyed by drugs.
Amen.
It's being destroyed by all the agents of destruction, disease, whatever else. But they know that the worst person to fight is a person on drugs. If you're going to fight someone and he's on drugs, then you're not hardly fighting a human being. So therefore, the situation with the drugs, it's bad. But yet, they know that this country is strong enough that a fight is out of it. It's going to have to be taken from the inside.
Amen.
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 And the word that comes to me, who know it? And I would love to change it and say, we know that we have come to the kingdom for this very time.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And I'm asking the people of God to get deadly serious.
Hallelujah.
Whatever you have to do, do it. But turn to God with all your heart,
amen,
and with all your soul,
amen,
and with all your mind.
Amen.
Because it is the last time. God bless you.
Jesus.
God bless you.
Amen, Jesus.